Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Jerrica, J-E-R-R-I-C-A, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. Jerrica Glenn is a 36-year-old woman who reports she noticed the gradual onset of symptoms in her right hand, shoulder, and neck in December 2015. Period, she attributed these to work. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome. Period, she underwent surgery to repair that, as well as trigger finger releases on two different fingers. Period, she also references a shoulder surgery done in 2019 as well. Period, she has completed a course of active treatment in 2022. Period, new paragraph, as per her claim petition, she alleged that while turning the steering wheel on 12/16/15, she sustained permanent injuries to the right shoulder and cervical spine. Period, medical records show she underwent a right shoulder MRI on 1/20/16 at the referral of Dr. Islinger. Period, it revealed rotator cuff tendinosis with supraspinatus footprint 4x8mm concealed tear. Period. On 1/11/21, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer. Period. This was in reference to the 12/18/15 injury. Period. He had done surgery on 6/12/20 involving arthroscopic acromioplasty, subacromial bursectomy, release of coracal acromial ligament and debridement of small bursal-sided rotator cuff tear, arthrotomy, and complete distal clavicle excision of the right shoulder. Period, she had also undergone gastric sleeve surgery, and then right hip labral tear repair surgery by Dr. Sabo, S-A-B-O, on 12/4/19. Period, she was currently working full duty when seen by Dr. Dwyer. Period. He gave her a corticosteroid injection into the shoulder. Period. She new paragraph, a second claim petition alleges repetitive job activities from 8/1/11 through the present caused permanent injury to the right shoulder and right arm. Period, she had a one-time evaluation for right hand pain by Dr. Sarkos on 1/19/21. Period, on 7/9/19, she underwent right carpal tunnel decompression and right thumb A1 pulley release. Period. She had subjective complaints of right middle finger, ring finger, and small finger locking and discomfort that had been increasing in severity over the last 4 months. Period. He diagnosed right ring finger stenosing tendinitis. Period. She had done extremely well after the previous surgery. Period. He recommended treatment involving a depomedrol injection. Period, on 5/3/21, she saw Dr. Dwyer again about the shoulder that was feeling painful. Period, she had an MR arthrogram of the shoulder on 4/21/21 to be inserted here. Period, Dr. Dwyer reviewed these results with her. Period. She had 2 weeks of improvement after the subacromial injection. Period. As far as the arthrogram, other than post-surgical changes, there were no irregularities. Period. He believed her remaining issues are cervical in nature, but he had no authorization to treat that region. prepared new paragraph on 3/14/22. She followed up with Dr. Sarkos. Period. At her last visit on 11/8/21, she had a cortisone injection instilled to the right ring finger flexor tendon sheath that provided 80% relief for a couple of days. Period. He then recommended additional surgical intervention by way of right ring finger A1 pulley release. Period. She returned on 6/20/22, 1 week, 3 days out from such a procedure. On 6/10/22, period, her sutures were removed and she was referred to a certified hand therapist. Period. Discharge diagnoses were status post right carpal tunnel decompression, comma, status post right thumb A1 pulley release, comma, and status post right ring finger A1 pulley release. Period. The diagnoses were carpal tunnel syndrome as well as trigger fingers of the right thumb and ring finger. Period. Physical exam. Extremities operant specs revealed healed open surgical scarring about the right volar wrist and palm at the long and thumb region secondary to trigger release surgery. Period. Right shoulder abduction was 110 degrees, comma flexion 130 degrees, with internal and external rotation to 80 degrees. Period. Adduction and extension were full to 50 degrees. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Hands, wrists, elbows. She had positive Phalen's maneuver on the right and Finkelstein's maneuver on the right, both of which were negative on the left. Shoulders. She had a positive near impingement maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Spine, cervical. She was tender at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period. Thoracic. She was tender to palpation at the superior angle of the right scapula and interscapular musculature without spasm, but there was none on the left. Impressions. Jerika Glenn alleges to have injured her right shoulder and hand while turning the steering wheel on her bus at work on 12/18/15. Period. I am not in receipt of her early contemporaneous treatment relative to that event. Period. She later came into the care of Dr. Islinger, who had her undergo a shoulder MRI on 1/20/16 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Dwyer then evaluated her on 1/11/21. Period. He had performed surgery on 6/12/20. Period. Concurrently, she saw Dr. Sarkos on 1/19/21 for complaints specific to her hand. Period. He performed several surgeries, including carpal tunnel release and trigger finger releases. Period. Ultimately, she was discharged to full duty. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. But this incorporates her carpal tunnel syndrome and trigger fingers treated successfully with surgery. Period. There is also 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. And that is the end. Scratch that. I wanted to put one more sentence in here from the client's cover letter, they refer only to the 12/18/15 event, not the one from 2011. Period.